part three of my interview with the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Last week, I had the chance to talk with Peyton Schumann, who is a Senior Director of Government Relations for the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, and we had a great conversation about New World Screwworm and what that means for the state of Texas and the U.S. cattle herd, and what they are doing as an association to try and keep the issue from becoming a U.S. problem. At the end of our discussion, I asked if he had a message for our listeners and producers here in the Midwestern states.
I would just say that I think as cattlemen and women and as hunters and conservationists and all of those good things that we all appreciate, you know, what the beef industry does for our country, that, you know, anything that impacts us down in Texas could have a ripple effect. And so I would tell your listeners that as they're in there, in the cafes and in the coffee shops, and they're talking to one another, if there are chances to interact with y'all's congressional delegations in y'all's state and kind of tell them that you all as producers, as hunters, as outdoorsmen and women, that it's important to y'all that this is taken serious and that money should be appropriated for a facility, that message is carried. In my mind, this isn't just Texas. You know, we're not alone in this, that it's something, again, that will have a ripple effect. You know, I would really stress that I think that this is something the entire cattle industry and everybody should be paying attention to and educating themselves on.
Even though we might be at less of a risk for New World Screwworm, it's still important to have those conversations.
Just your listeners know, and probably why they haven't heard about it as much, is that the adult fly is less active in weather that's about below 70 degrees. So luckily y'all, you know, for a good chunk of the year, y'all would be, you know, essentially safe from this. But as the warmer months happen, this fly does have the potential to move all the way up north, they're saying, to like the Canadian border. Why that's important, things that our producers are starting to look at, our protocols and animal husbandry, and something that your listeners might want to start thinking about as well. And that is that in the cooler months, and it might be a little different for y'all up there, and I apologize, I don't know as much about y'all's calving seasons and stuff, but like for us, especially South Texas, we're looking at where a lot of these ranches are going to have to start looking at maybe one calving season a year. And I know that our industry has really changed to where people maybe have a bull out year-round, and the threat there is the fly really loves to get on these exposed navels and things of when calves are born, and we saw a huge issue of that in the 60s, and so you saw a lot of people move to like a once-a-year calving season. Because when you're doing your animal husbandry, like docking your animals or castrating your animals or branding your animals, those are all wounds. And the fly can land on those, and those are all very susceptible points of entry for that fly.
He says that their association is really just trying to educate the U.S. beef producer on the risks that New World Screwworm could bring about.
We've just been really trying to make sure our membership and, you know, I think that your listeners, we start having that real conversation at home on the ranch of like, if this does get into the U.S., what is that going to look like? What kind of management practices are we going to take to make sure that we are protecting our neighbors and protecting ourselves and our own herds? You know, I would just say that, you know, for your listeners and everybody up there, the takeaway is really start, you know, maybe educating yourself. If you have chances to talk to legislators and lawmakers in D.C. to have those conversations, tell them that this is important. And then just at home, start looking at things that y'all might, you know, need to do if this fly is introduced into the U.S. If we're all proactive and working together on this deal, you know, we've beat it before and we can beat it again. I think that, you know, no one needs to necessarily panic. We just need to be prepared and having those conversations, talking to each other, talking to your vet, and just keeping open lines of communication with each other.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.